BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump says there was no secret deal with Turkey to secure the release of the American evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson. Mr. Brunson is flying back to the United States via Germany following his release by a Turkish court. Chris Buckler reports.
Andrew Brunson was arrested 2 years ago in Turkey, and he's now been sentenced to more than 3 years in jail for aiding terrorist groups in the country. However, rather than being taken to prison, he was freed because of time served and what was described as his good conduct. He is now being flown back to America. The evangelical pastor's detention caused a huge diplomatic row between the US and Turkey. However, President Trump insists that there was no deal agreed in return for his release, including any easing of sanctions that have hurt Turkey's troubled economy.
President Trump says he'll raise the disappearance of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi with King Salman as the Saudi authorities face growing pressure over the alleged murder of Mr. Khashoggi at his country's consulate in Istanbul. Turkish sources say they have documentary evidence that a Saudi security team killed him. Here's our security correspondent Frank Gardner.
10 days have elapsed since then, which of course begs the question, if that really exists, then why aren't we seeing it? And the answer that I'm getting is that Turkey wants to give Saudi Arabia a few more days of wiggle room to come up with a plausible explanation. None of that changes the fact that the onus is, but from the international community, is on Saudi Arabia to explain what has happened to this citizen. Simply saying, we didn't do it and we're as concerned as everybody else about him, is not good enough. They don't seem to have understood that they need to come up with an explanation.
Countries accused of severe rights abuses are among the 18 newly elected members of the UN Human Rights Council. Among those they criticised, activists have accused the Philippines of extrajudicial killings and said Eritrea had held some critics of its president incommunicado for 17 years. From New York, Neda Tofik.
This was an election without competition, as each of the five voting regions had agreed on their candidates in advance. And predictably, all 18 open seats were filled without any opposition, each receiving the needed majority vote from the 193 nations that make up the UN General Assembly. Bahrain, Cameroon, Eritrea, and the Philippines were among the more controversial members to be elected. Human Rights Watch said that such votes made a mockery of the word election and undermined the Council's credibility and effectiveness.
World News from the BBC.